You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For the past quarter century, San Francisco Unified's African-American educators have been honoring the achievements of Black students who earn a 3.0 grade point average or above. It's an annual event, and it's taken many forms: a parade, a break from the school day with a boxed lunch. But for years now, it's been held in the cavernous St. Mary's Cathedral, where 1,500 students were honored last month. KELW's education reporter Lee Romney brings us inside to meet this year's MCs and a couple of inspiring guests.
I can sit on this side.
Are you a community person? Are you just a parent?
A parent.
You can sit right here or there.
Okay, perfect.
My name is Faye Anderson. I am a former principal. I've been retired for about 13 years now. It's just wonderful for our African-American students to be acknowledged for their scholarship and their perseverance, because sometimes it takes a lot with all the circumstances going on in their lives to achieve. Well, we're in a huge facility, the cathedral. Because it's so open and so beautiful and so spiritual, people come with that kind of feeling of importance.
Testing, testing, testing.
My name is Virginia Marshall. I am the chairperson of the African-American Honor Roll.
Hi.
You made it.
All right, where's your pen?
Oh, I don't have a pen.
Oh, come on now. MCs always have a pen.
I'm sorry.
And where's your pen?
I didn't bring a pen.
My name is Camilla Brown. I am a senior at Wallenberg High School. I am one of the MCs tonight. I am 17 years old. I've been going to this event since I was in fourth grade. I feel like in public schools, we aren't really represented. And with this event, it's kind of representing us as a whole. It's embracing our culture and it's embracing our beauty.
Come on, come on.
My name is Benjamin Bennett, and I'm a senior at Mission High School. And I'm one of the MCs tonight. I'm 17. I believe that it's all about empowerment. If you tell them they can do something, they will be able to do it. And I feel like this ceremony does a very good job of that. It's a celebration of the youth's hard work.
Now, I'm honored to introduce to you two magnificent young people who will be our MCs for tonight.
I feel like African-American females and males are both portrayed as negative, and it's kind of just insane how we aren't really recognized for our beauty and we aren't recognized for the good.
So when I say I am, you're gonna say Black.
Like social media, they want to cover the bads because that's just how society portrays us today.
I am
Black.
I am
Black.
I am
Black.
I am
intelligent.
Good job.
In elementary school, teachers would always set the bar low for me. I was actually in the classes where there were only like two or three kids in for a few weeks until my dad, he went up there and made a fuss and, you know, this kid doesn't deserve to be in these classes. And 2 years later, I was in accelerated classes, advanced classes. And as far as setting the bar high for me, I have teachers now that do that exact thing.
Welcome our 4.0 students.
I have a teacher at Mission High School, Mr. Roth. Shout out to Mr. Roth. He worked with the Black Panthers, but he's a white man. So it's very interesting to work with him. In one class, you might have a teacher that sets the bar really low for you, doesn't expect you to do very much. That's a teacher that you just have to blow away. And when it comes to those teachers that set the bar high for you, you got to reach that bar. You got to go get it.
She's the first African-American woman to be elected to the California State Board of Organization. But she was on the board of supervisors for District 10. Please welcome the Honorable Malia Coyne.
I want to take a moment. I want to recognize the grandmothers and the grandfathers and the mothers and the fathers.
I got my inspiration from my father. My father was incarcerated before I was born. I actually didn't even know until about 6 months ago, when he told me, because I was really struggling in school, and he told me, but he was able to prevail, push through, and he ended up getting a fellowship to Berkeley Law.
Yeah, we are celebrating our future.
My dream school Beautiful. Is Howard University. My other top school is Morehouse. It seems like wherever you go, you find amazing Black people that went to Morehouse College.
High school,
I want to go into law, be a civil rights attorney, and hopefully I'll go from there. To seeing all these people that are in positions of power, it's empowering. Mayor London Breed, she grew up in Fillmore. Them just being in those seats alone makes a difference. It's exciting.
I hope to attend Brown University this fall. I will pursue the psychology route with a minor in biology. And after college, I will go to medical school and become a surgeon. I want to be a surgeon because I had to take care of my grandmother who had a heart attack when I was around 10/11 years old. It did hurt me, truly. It crushed me seeing how my grandma was in pain, and she is still in pain today. I noticed that she was not being treated with respect as a person, as an African-American female, or even as a female in general. I did have some tough times to the point where I was a bad student and I did act obnoxious. My message to the smaller kids is just be who you want to be and keep on moving, keep on pursuing your goals. And even like Michelle Obama said, when they go low, you go high. And that really struck with me throughout my high school years because I changed my ways and I went high and I went beyond.
This story is part of an ongoing series by KALW's education reporter Lee Romney. It's called Learning While Black, The Fight for Equity in San Francisco Schools. As part of her series, Lee dug deep into the struggles families face while navigating the special education system. Community groups and families are holding an event to share their experiences and to brainstorm improvements. That's on March 21st, and it's at the African American Art and Culture Complex. You can go too. Just register at our website. KALW is the media sponsor.